So, Eamon, looking forward to the game this weekend. Donegal heading to Croke Park against Dublin, I suppose. First of all, you've been there as a player with a number of different Donegal teams. It's always a special occasion for a player to go to Croke Park and play on the surface there and take on, a side of the calibre and the quality of Dublin.
That's where you want to be as a player, you know, and in Declan Boner's situation as a manager, you want to test yourself against the best. And you also want to, you know, play and in a stadium like Croke Park. And that's just an ideal situation for the young lads and even the older lads that have been about, that this is where you want to be.
Can Donegal compete with Dublin on Saturday night?
Yeah, well, all the signs have been good, you know, in the Kerry game and the Galway game, they've shown signs of promise. You know, the result hasn't gone their way, you know, but like Donegal have been knocking about Division 1 for a while now. Of course they can compete with Dublin, you know, can they grind out a result? I don't think so, but, you know, as long as that graph keeps on moving upwards and as long as we have something to, you know, keep building towards, I'd be happy. I think most of the lads, I don't think Declan Boner would have penciled in the Dublin game in Croke Park as a potential 2 points, and we have to be realistic too. The lads are on a journey. They're like, their transition phase has been thrown about, so I think we have to be realistic. I don't think we'll be getting the points against Dublin, but just as long as we come off with some positives and the graph keeps building.
Yeah, what would be those positives in your mind then?
You know, there's the kicking games coming back, and the lads are just kind of getting used to the more man-to-man defending, as we've seen from last year's game. You know, the top teams are doing that. They're taking a wee bit more responsibility in terms of marking their men without that coverage that's been used to with the blanket defence now. And you know, Paddy McBrady's form has just been amazing, and it's just great to see. You know, he's banging out great games on a consistent basis. And you know, I think something that hasn't been said enough is that Huey's form, big Huey in the middle, like that, he's fetching ball, and although he's not going to burn a man for pace or anything, you know, he has a good outlet for kickouts, and he's an intelligent player. So hopefully he can keep building and for championship. And you know, it's important too that they do stay in Division 1. That's my opinion now, that the boys that are learning, the younger lads are learning the squad, that they're knocking about Division 1.
There's talk about it's not the end of the whole thing if Donegal get relegated, but in your eyes and in your thoughts, that's a place that you want to be, and you've been involved in teams, as we said, along with Jim McGuinness and before that. And really, when you look back in your career, Division 1 football is a place that you have to remain in come the end of April time ahead of championship then.
Yeah, you know, and it won't be the end of the world if they do get relegated. That's just something. But for them to progress and them to move on their development, I think they need to be in Division 1. And, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. And you need to become familiar with these Dublin teams, these Kerry teams, and, you know, to see that they're just the same as everybody else. You know, that when you go out to mark, you know, when you go out to mark Kieran Donaghy, when you go out to mark Clifford for Kerry, you go out to mark Bernard Brogan for Dublin, that they're nothing special. And, you know, for the likes of Tony McLennan, for the likes of Stephen McMenamin, that they need to be knocking about Division 1 and just developing as a player in the top tier.
If we want to see Donegal progress on Saturday night against Dublin, in what areas of the field do you think that we can trouble the All-Ireland champions, Eamon?
We've seen last week, you know, when Dublin played Tyrone and Omagh, that Lee Brennan got a good bit of joy out of the ball that was kicked inside. Like, and Paddy McBrady is the best forward in Ireland at the minute. So, you know, the obvious one is get the ball into McBrady and let him do the business. And, you know, I think a big thing is Fenton's been flying. Fenton and James McCarthy are both flying. And it's important that Declan gets the matchup right there and just negate the two of them. You know, if Fenton is struggling, he's a kind of talisman for Dublin. And if he's struggling, it's a big psychological blow for Dublin. So I don't think we'll see Huey or even Nathan Mullins going. Possibly Michael Carroll could do a job if Boner starts him. And, you know, there's other candidates there. But I think Fenton is the big one.
Yeah. How big a game is this? You just mentioned there for Nathan Mullins, because He's only got 19 minutes of the league so far. Two games have gone. He was sent off. He missed last week. Is there a wee bit more pressure on him now, given his circumstance of playing in Dublin, being named as the club championship player of the year with his club St Vincent's, and then playing his home county as well?
Yeah, there's definitely pressure, and I think from what I hear that Nathan will be well capable of handling that pressure. You know, he'll be seeing familiar faces probably. He'll be more familiar with a lot of the Dublin players than he would with the Donegal players. And, you know, he has to bring that edge to the game, and that's the way intercounty football is. You have to bring an edge and bring a cutthroat mentality. And, you know, I think that he's fairly professional in his approach and his preparation, and he'll be able to bring that regardless of who he's up against. And, you know, I think he will come in for special treatment too. In saying that, the Dublin players will give him a bit of treatment, but, you know, it's important that he learns his lesson from the Kerry game and just kicks on now.
Yeah. Just finally, one more question. Do you feel then that a win now for Donegal in the next number of games will give them a boost, and it'll probably change things, and they could be in with a better heading into the remaining games in a better position to stay up in Division One, that just one victory could change all that?
Yeah, for me, you know, I'm just looking at the fixture list, and the Kildare game at home is the big one, is the one where they need to start picking up the points. They have a game against Tyrone, the McKenna Cup final. You know, I'd be expecting Declan to go with his second string team. There's no need to be rushing men back from injury, and there's no need to be playing the boys that have been played week in, week out for the last 3 weeks. So I don't think many expect Dublin to be beaten on Saturday night. So, you know, you're targeting that Kildare game, you know, to have Michael, you have Frank, and hopefully Neil and Paddy will not be far away. And, you know, you bring your big guns out and you go all out to get them points and make a start and stay in Division 1.